ILS Sunday host Kim Komando and updated Michigan sports coverage, plus bios of every show and host you hear on WILS. For comprehensive Lansing news, there's only one real choice. More compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Anytime we have a groundbreaking on an $18 million facility, that is a big story. Anytime we have one that means as much as this one does to the community in Charlotte is a bigger story. And anytime it deals with health and wellness in mid-Michigan, it's maybe the most important story of the day for us. Very happy to have with us Matt Rush, President and CEO, Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital. Congratulations, Matt.
Thanks very much, Jack. It's nice to be with you.
Tell us a little bit about this facility and what it is going to mean, not just to Charlotte, but to the surrounding areas.
Well, we're really excited to have the opportunity to work with the greater Charlotte community in developing this facility. It's going to mean a lot, we think, in a lot of different ways. Beyond health care, which is at the core mission of what we do as a hospital, it's about working with the community and becoming all it can be, being a very vital, vibrant place to live and work and play. We think it's about improving the health status of the community. We think it's about providing opportunities for socioeconomic growth. We think it's targeted to help companies with healthcare costs. We all know employees being healthier and happier are more productive, and we know healthcare costs is a big issue, and hospitals have to be concerned about that as well. And it's about our hospital continuing to grow and be an integral part of our community and catalyzing growth.
The new facility is called ALIVE, and the I is really an exclamation point, A-L exclamation point V-E. And it's impressive, Matt, that this really deals with the future. This is not just something dealing with existing conditions. This is trying to stimulate health and vitality.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been asked a lot about isn't this just a gym to work out in? And indeed, it's way beyond that. I can't think of any other project that I've been associated with in 25 years in healthcare, nor have seen, that brings together all facets of a community in one place related to health and wellness and really being about the overall quality of life. Conference centers related to education, cooking kitchens, walking trails, rehabs, physical therapy and rehab, a women's health center, place for integrative medicine. The list goes on and on. And beyond the services and programs, it's really the way we're going about it with our community to develop experiences that are very collaborative. So we're intending to be bring the community inside as well as take ALIVE out into the community as well. So we're really excited about a very unique project.
Matt Rush, President and CEO of Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital in Charlotte, our guest on Ebling and You. Matt, your timing couldn't be better. A lot of people thinking about health the last couple of weeks after what happened with Mark D'Antonio, Michigan State football coach, and people examining their own lives and the way they go about their business. Is being healthy really more a matter of how you handle yourself and what becomes a priority to you? It seems as if a lot of people have such bad habits that they make whatever genetic predispositions a lot worse.
Yeah, that's the case. As we've studied this some, we really think this is about a community mindset. Your health is critical to your economic life. It's critical to your family. It's way beyond physical health. It's a way you think and work and believe, and we think it's about a whole community gathering around the concept of health and having it be maybe a growth engine. People want to live and work, and we attract talent by the communities we have that have assets like this. So yes, I think health is one of the certainly one of the big trends. We've got a real problem with looking at health from a short-term standpoint and always being an intervention rather than prevention. And I think we're trying to help our community get ahead of the curve in this arena.
Matt, I don't know what your medical background is, but as a hospital administrator, you certainly come in contact with a lot of people who provide care and a lot of people who are in desperate need of it. If you could change one thing to make to give us a healthier society and to make the Charlotte area a healthier community, what would that be?
That's a tough one. I think it's a sense of personal responsibility. Like I said, I think it's a choice people can make. It impacts your life in so many ways, and I think we've maybe become too accustomed to taking care of ourselves in certain ways that we can always take care of later because there's a hospital or a doctor or a pill or some other way to take care of things when indeed it really is inside ourselves. The strength is there to really be looking ahead more from a prevention standpoint. So I think it's more of a personal self-responsibility, partnering with those who can help you along the way. Alive is intended to do that. We're going to have people there that can coach and help folks through the choices about health and well-being and really help them be the best they can be in life.
Matt, $18 million is not spare change. Can you talk about the fundraising effort here?
It's not. It's a very ambitious project and probably one that any other organization besides a not-for-profit hospital, which indeed is a community asset, probably couldn't undertake. The hospital, from the very beginning, was very clear with our community that this would have to be done with them. On the other hand, we wanted to be at the forefront of that and obtain our financing to begin the project to show how we could work with the community in developing a pretty special project. So we are in financially with the hospital asset, and we're looking forward to raising the friends and funds necessary to complete the project in the next two or three years. So take about a year for us to complete the first part, and then we'll work with the community to take it as far as the community wants to go past that.
When we talk about the community, what is the radius for people who come to Hayes Green Beach? There wasn't too long ago that it wasn't really on the radar up here, and now it's become something that we talk about all the time in terms of regional health care.
Well, that's wonderful to hear because we have worked very hard to make sure we're collaborating with our tertiary partners. We have a lot of physicians we work with in Lansing who come visit us and provide care at Hayes Green Beach. We provide wonderful primary and secondary services, and for those services we can't provide all the way, we work with our partners in Lansing. So our drawbridges have always been down very strong with the clinicians and the hospitals in the region. We serve about 30,000 people with our care systems locally, about 20, 25 miles.
Okay.
We overlap a little bit with Sparrow and Ingham,
mm-hmm.
and Eaton Rapids as well.
All right.
Good partners with us, but we tend to work together in serving the greater Charlotte and greater Lansing region.
We should mention, anytime you have a facility of this size and scope, that's going to have an economic impact that transcends the project itself. 150 temporary construction jobs created here, and you're going to have about 30 new hires to operate this facility, correct?
Right. Yes, we're very excited about that. Beyond some of the things I've mentioned, we think this is a bit of a small economic engine as well, and we're looking forward to bringing some new folks on, physical therapists, clerical folks, financial people, business people, healthcare professionals. And we're really pleased to help the local economy in some ways with the, while it's temporary, it should be a good path to get some great construction jobs here in the short term for sure. And we're really pleased with the 99% of the companies we're working with are Michigan-based and many in the local and regional area as well. So That's really exciting for us, to help families who have had a little lighter times the past couple of years to be focused on such an exciting project is great.
Matt, whenever I ask this question of medical personnel, the most common answer I get is if you're smoking, quit. But as a hospital administrator, if you had one health tip for our listeners, aside from be sure you stop at Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital.
Yeah, there you go.
What would you suggest?
One health tip?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's think ahead. Think ahead. Your life is a treasure, and it goes by very quickly. Don't take anything for granted, and what you think now and what you do now about health will pay off in the long run for your grandkids and your family, and that's when you take care of yourself. So I'd say think ahead, and don't take things for granted.
Congratulations on the groundbreaking today, and we look forward to seeing you when this thing is up and running.
Well, we do too, Jack, and thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
That is Matt Rush, President and Chief Executive Officer, Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital in Charlotte, talking about the new $18 million health and wellness facility named Alive, A-L, exclamation point, V-E. And you can check that out on the website at hgbhealth.com. We'll be right back. Jack Ebling and Scott Eckersley back with our final segment, Ebling and You on 1320 WILS.
Here's your updated Lansing area forecast from More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Overnight tonight, a 30% chance of showers and mostly cloudy with a low around 50. For your Thursday, partly...